It is the appointed hour and appointed place for the Senate Committee on Healthcare, Human Services, and Rural Health Policy Subcommittee on Health Care Reform. We have posted on our agenda Senate Bill 91 and a work session on Senate Bill 99. I just received the Dash 3 amendments and we'll hold an auction.
I want one. It better be good.
But we will, I think what we're going to, it's not fair to anyone present. It's not fair to Rocky to lead us through a document that was just delivered minutes before. So we will hold a work session next Monday. Where's our administrator? Okay.
Oh, okay. Copies of 99. Good.
Okay, good.
Are we going to have a timeline? Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Will we distribute it then to the public right now?
It will be distributed electronically and available copies to this afternoon.
And will we want comments from the public, or is this it?
Madam Chair, you are much wiser and more experienced than I am. There is never a this it. Probably in this process, but yes, we need, if there are issues that are just really critical that we've missed, we need to hear about them.
By when?
By, I would say no later, get it to our committee administrator no later than Monday morning, first thing. So you'll have the weekend to look at it, and because the intent will be on Monday to move the bill up to the full committee.
Monday afternoon.
So that's our objective.
And then you have scheduled a this meeting for work session Monday night.
Is yes.
So Monday night we'll be work sessioning it. And what time?
It's at 5 o'clock.
Five o'clock.
The consideration, and I'll look for nods in the audience, the consideration is that it's better to start at 5 and have a later dinner than to leave the building, go home, and come back. So if I see nods going this way, we can consider. I see more nods going this way. So
what about Wednesday night?
We have a
whole huge hole in our schedule.
That may be when we will be having our joint committee meeting.
Very, very possible. So that's the plan. We will pick this up, entertain comments, have them in Monday morning, and we'll pick it up for a work session on Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock. So, and that is, I think, is if it hasn't been posted, it will be. Senator Cruz, is that acceptable?
I'm going to be here.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm not on the committee.
Well, I believe you are.
Yeah.
Well, not on the subcommittee.
Right.
Not a voting member.
Right.
Okay. We will. Well, I want to wait till Brian gets here.
Okay.
So we'll just stand at ease until he returns.
And we are going over 91.
Yes. Okay, we are back from recess. We'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 91. But before we get into the description of the bill, in conferring with Brian, our administrator, he has requested that if there are any comments to the Dash 3's suggestions, recommendations, that he receive them no later than 5 o'clock tomorrow. Now, we will not be in the building, but in deference to considerations for any kind of Monday, look at the suggestions. Have them in by 5 o'clock tomorrow. So, and for those that are not present that are associated with all of this activity, you might share that information as well. They will be distributed electronically and available right after the committee meets or when we adjourn this afternoon.
So there will be hard copies coming down in a couple minutes as well.
Multiple?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Administrator, will you be sending out electronic copies to everyone that you know?
Immediately after this meeting, the same distribution that got the Dash 2s will get the Dash 3s, and with an explanation of when comments are due in our Monday evening meeting plan.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, we're in a public hearing. Brian, would you like to open with a description of the bill, what it does, and maybe a reference to the Dash 1s as well?
Yeah, the Senate Bill 91 requires that health insurance carriers operating in the state offer health benefit plans that provide bronze and silver level coverage. It also mandates that health insurance carriers offering catastrophic coverage only do so within the exchange, and you do have a Dash 1 amendment that replaces the bill.
Okay. We have Rocky King.
Anthony Behrens.
And Rocky, if you would come up, and Anthony
Behrens.
Then.
I don't think I look very clear.
Mr. Chair, for the record, my name is Rocky King. I'm the interim director for healthcare programs for the Oregon Health Authority. And I'm with me today is Anthony Brevins, who is the senior policy analyst for health insurance with the insurance division of the Department of Consumer and Business Services. We're here, obviously, to testify about Senate Bill 91 and to kind of walk you through the difference between 91 and the Dash 1 amendments. This is a DCBS bill, but because of my former life 3 months ago, I was a part of its drafting and involved with it. Anthony and I have decided that I probably can walk through it, partly because it also interacts with the exchange in Senate Bill 99-3s that we'll be talking about. The original Senate Bill 91 did a few things, and we've changed that, but I want to say what the original 91 did and then show you and tell you kind of why we changed it. It created a bronze plan that is actuarially equivalent to 60% of the value of the benefits of the essential benefit package developed by HHS as required under the Affordable Care Act. Secondly, it provided the form and level of coverage for that benefit design of the bronze plan. And then it said, as a condition of offering health insurance in the small group, individual, and large group market, which will be changed by the Dash 1, you had to offer this bronze plan. Finally, it said that it prohibited carriers from offering a catastrophic health plan outside the exchange. Now, Senate Bill 91 also was very thick initially because it included a variety of changes that were necessary to eliminate conflicts with Oregon law and the federal reform law. New bill comes along, couple changes. First of all, rather than the department's, the Oregon Health Authority establishing the bronze plan. This is really a regulatory issue, and in light of the discussions we had around Senate Bill 99 of making sure that the exchange and the health authority weren't the regulators, that the insurance department continued to be the regulatory agency overseeing this. So the Dash 1 amendments changed the responsibility for the design from the Oregon Health Authority to DCBS. And I think everybody, and most of the stakeholders, feel that that is very appropriate. Secondly, it said in addition to the bronze plan that we also wanted to have the ability to establish and require a silver plan. So rather than just a bronze plan, it was going to require also a silver plan. The next change the Dash 1s make are that carriers must offer both the bronze plan and silver plan that meets the requirements established by DCBS in the small group and individual markets in which they participate. So if they're only in the exchange, they only offer them through the exchange. If they're only outside the exchange, they offer them outside the exchange. If they're both inside and outside, they would have the bronze level and the silver level product available for consumers. It now excludes this requirement for large groups. So they would not have to provide this for large groups. That is not where we're trying to deal with some of the selection issues. And finally, the provisions that track Senate Bill, they're included in Senate Bill 89, bringing DCBS statutes in line with federal reform, have been removed from 91 so that it's much more readable and straightforward. I should say that there's really two things that this bill does, I think, that are really important. First of all, it provides in both of those individual and small group markets, again, inside and outside the exchange, the ability for consumers to compare apples to apples. The bronze plan, the intent is that it will be a cookie-cutter plan. Every carrier has to offer it. Very similar to what we do in what's called the basic plan that's offered now in the small group market, where every carrier basically is the same except for a few minor differences around formularies where carriers have the ability to use their own formularies. This does the same thing, cookie cutter. Secondly, to address kind of the adverse selection issue, it provides one level up, which is the silver plan, which is the plan that has to be purchased if you want a subsidy through the exchange. So that's the first thing, is the cookie cutter. The second thing is it just prevents then carriers coming in and creaming the market by offering the lowest benefit plan available, or coming in and offering a catastrophic plan outside the exchange, getting all the young and healthy, developing a good risk pool that's going to have really low rates, building up that pool, and then all of a sudden jumping into the regular market at a great advantage over other carriers who, from day one, participated in all levels of that market. So it just seems like it makes sense to do. It builds on the reforms we started in 91, which is providing some basic plans that people can compare in the markets, expands it to the individual market, and working with the carriers, and they can speak for themselves if they want, but I do not believe there is any opposition that I know of to moving in this direction. It would be effective January 1, 2014 upon the implementation of the exchange, but it does provide the authority to DCBS to start putting these products together much earlier so that we're ready to go January 1, 2014. So with that quick summary, I want to thank the committee and be prepared to answer any questions with Anthony.
I can't believe there are no questions. Where's Senator Bates when we need him? He, by the way, needed to leave early. It's a four-hour drive back to Medford, so that's his reason for not being here this afternoon. But
it does create a problem because the rules of the subcommittee require all three to be a quorum, which means they can't move anything unless all three of them are here.
Any other comments?
Well, we've had quite a bit of discussion on this before. I feel very comfortable with it, and we'll just have to wait until we have a quorum, and maybe we could do this at the beginning of Monday night's meeting.
We'll plan on moving it out on Monday.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I did have one question for Anthony, I believe. Anthony, I don't think it was in this bill, but in another bill you made some modifications to HIRAC, perhaps to bring it in line with the exchange, and I can't remember where I saw that. It's not in this bill, is it? Is that in a different one?
Mr. Chair, Senator Shields, that is in Senate Bill 89.
Okay.
And that's the DCBS's federal reform bill.
Okay. Have we passed that one out already?
No, we're still waiting for some amendments. I haven't seen the amendments, but I believe they're coming out any time now.
Okay. And is it in the subcommittee or is it in the full? Do you know?
Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 89 is in the subcommittee and amendments are in publication services as we speak. It should be coming out very quickly.
Okay, good. So I'll reserve my questions for that bill.
Hearing no questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We have no one else signed up.
Everyone loves this bill.
It kind of is what it is. If there is no one that wishes to testify, we will.
This would be cool.
Close the public hearing on Senate Bill 91 and. We are adjourned until Monday at 5:00.